story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Yes, we will change Friday's name to Fabulous Friday because I am all about positivity today. It's Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt. And look who's here. I'm on Amazon right now, and I could order the Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats. Right this second, Lieutenant David Haynes joins us. Good morning.
Good morning. What are they charging for that?
$35.
Oh, yeah. It was up to $1,000 for a while during the pandemic. I don't know why.
That's a limited supply. That must be it. How's it going? All right, so the Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats, but you also drift off sometimes to other suburban areas, and you were in Winfield?
I was, yeah. Well, actually, and we went to Wheaton. My wife and I went out there to buy something from Facebook Marketplace, but we brought our bikes, and Wheaton has fantastic bike trails, and so we went for a nice bike ride one afternoon and then went looking for a restaurant, and it was just one of those things where we literally went into Google Maps said, you know, restaurants near me, and we found this place called Cooper's Corner.
How fun is that, first of all? Are you guys so spur of the moment all the time?
We try to be, yeah. Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. That's why she's, we've been married, it'll be 30 years in October.
God love you.
And yeah, I remember there's been a lot of times where we will literally just get in the car and take a trip, and it drives her sister nuts, who has to have every hospital planned along the way and every, you know, but... We just get in the car and go. We'll find a place to stay when we get tired of driving, you know. And so, yeah, we try to do that as much as we can.
You're fun.
Yeah, well, she's fun.
The fun together, that's what you do. All right, so Cooper's Corner.
Yeah, Cooper's Corner is at, and their addresses are weird out there. Cooper's Corner is at 27W150 Roosevelt Road in Winfield. I don't understand. I assume it means 27 West 150 Roosevelt Road. And it's right outside of Wheaton. It's right next to Wheaton, not too far from Cantini, which is another one of my absolute favorites. I took the kids there at least once a year when they were younger. If you don't know what Cantini is, look it up. It's Robert McCormick, who's, you know, the godfather of WGN here. His home, and he made it a museum, a First Army Division museum. It is the funnest place for kids to go. They can climb on tanks, and it's a great place.
And they had a Civil War reenactment one day, and my son had to, I think in high school, he had to interview one of the guys for a project for history. We had the greatest day.
Yeah. It's a really great place, and but anyway, so right next door in Winfield is Cooper's Corner, and they have it's a nice casual place. We weren't dressed up, obviously. We went for a bike ride, and you can it's American food, so like comfort food, and it was like today. It was a beautiful day, a little chilly, and after the sun went down, we still ate outside because they have a great patio. But I mean, they got meatloaf, which is, you know, homemade real meatloaf, not the little slices like you get at the diner or whatever. This is like real meatloaf that they make.
I love meatloaf.
Yeah, and they have ribs. I had a ribs and shrimp combo too, and the ribs were, you know, slow cook, fall off the bone ribs, which I'm going to try and make today in my smoker. So I'm going to try and match it.
How do you get back on your bike after having such heavy meal?
We went bike riding before.
Oh, okay. Because I'd have to nap while riding back.
Anybody who's ever seen me would realize is surprised that I would, you know, actually go bike riding. But I do. I try to get some exercise. That's what my wife's trying to get us exercise. You know, now she realizes that I'm going to have to live longer if we're going to collect some pensions. So I'm getting more exercise these days.
She's taking care of things. All right, so you had the ribs and shrimp combo. What'd your wife have?
Well, she had a salad and a burger. They have some very good burgers. She had, since she's gluten-free, she had a burger without the bun. I love hearing her order. Yeah, I like a burger, but with no bun. And, you know, a lot of snow cheese. But so we had, they have very good burgers, and they also have chicken pot pie, which is, you know, I love chicken pot pie too.
I do too.
Yeah. So it's, and they have a, like a wine club, but it's not that other place that starts with the name Cooper.
Yes.
This is Cooper's Corner. And it seemed like a lot of the people were all regular, or at least the waitress treated everybody like they were regular. Very nice people out there. Took the time to explain the menu because I was hesitating, hemming and hawing over what to get, you know. So. They were very nice, and it's got a nice bar too. Very comfortable, very cozy on the inside, and their patio was good too. It's a great area. Wheaton is. If you ever get a chance to go out there, Wheaton, Winfield,
it's pretty.
Yeah, very pretty, very nice. The bike trails you're on have a horse theme too. You're riding your bike and there's horses crossing the bike trails, which was a lot of fun.
Wow, that's it's like you're getting so away from the city there. Yeah. All right, how does Bob do this? Do you do like a number of donuts rating system?
No,
how do you
we
do
used
this?
To do that. We don't. Yeah, we don't do that too much. The thing is, it got kind of we used to do that when we did movies too, but the restaurants, you know, people ask all the time. They never hear me say anything bad about restaurants. That's because I do go to a lot of restaurants I don't like. We just don't talk about
it. Okay.
Bob and I had decided a long time ago we were going to talk about places we like. And the other criteria is that it's fairly cheap, although Wheaton, it's not as cheap as... For police officers, you have to get in and out, usually in a half an hour. You don't want to spend more than $20. So most of the restaurants we do are fit that criteria.
Nice.
And we only talk about places we like. So.
All right. And we're going to get a little nutty next, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
All right. Chicago's very own WGN. It's Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt, and we are talking to Lieutenant David Haynes. And what are we going to chat about now? You went to another place, and this one is in the city?
Yep. Yeah, I went to, I keep, like, lists of places that I want to check out, and this is a place I had to mention because my dad, who listens every day on his way to work, will be going to, right past this place. So the Royal Nuts... And it's also because it's the name right away. The Royal Nuts at 5050 North Cumberland. And we actually talked about a place like this a while ago. It's a Turkish place, so they import their nuts. I mean, this is like really almonds and dates coming from Turkey. And they have Turkish Delight, which I brought in a whole tray of the different kinds of Turkish Delight. Which Turkish Delight, for those of you who don't know, is a family of confections based on a gel of starch and sugar, and then it comes with chopped dates, pistachios, hazelnuts, and walnuts are bound by the gel. And
wow,
yeah, you got to try it. It's a very interesting and it's a very interesting dessert here. Let me show you.
Well, do they look like little kolachkis with nuts and jellies? Is that kind of what it looks like? Oh. It looks like nut sushi.
Right, exactly. That's a great
really
way to
does.
Look at it. Yeah, it looks like,
nut and jelly sushi.
Right, and there's all these different flavors, and they're it's really interesting. When you want something different, and that's, you know, a lot of times we spend the dessert part of our show, we hit bakeries, you know, for a while, or donuts and stuff, And it's interesting to try something different. And this place is right in the neighborhood there at Cumberland and Foster. So
is your dad driving by it right now?
No. Well, no. Oh. He listens online later in the day.
Oh, okay. Hi, yeah. Dad.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's Dave Haynes Sr. I'm the new and improved version. He still works every day, too. Boy, I'm not going to do that when I retire.
So Turkish coffee as well as these little fruit and nut sushis.
Yeah, Turkish coffee, if you like espresso, you'll love Turkish coffee. But Turkish coffee is comes in small cups like espresso. It's strong coffee, but it's smooth. It's to me, it seems a lot smoother than espresso. It's sort of but it's a real heavy coffee taste. So if you get a chance to try it out, and this place here, it's very small. It's not, you don't sit down and you grab and go, and it's they have a huge counter with the different nuts and the different Turkish delights, and they have chocolates that are also different flavors. You can get them either by the pound or wrapped in individually, and they also have other stuff imported from Turkey like teapots. You know, to really. Artistic looking teapots,
ornate,
and they have a bunch of other stuff that you could check out. And it's like something different. You know, you don't get caught in a rut. Try new things.
You got to do that. The Royal Nuts, 5050 North Cumberland Avenue. So you had just told me off the air there's an Indiana Jones pop up. What do you have on that?
Yeah, I went out to
Harrison Ford is looking pretty good, I gotta tell you. I saw the trailer for the new indie movie. It looks pretty good.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Because I've been a big fan of that since I was a kid.
Yeah.
But if you, I went out for pizza at a place called Pizza Mata, which we'll talk about in a couple weeks. But at 3219 West Armitage down the street, when I was walking there, there is a temple of, it's called Temple of God. It's an Indiana Jones pop-up. It's going on this weekend. You're welcome to wear costumes, and there's themed cocktails, and they have it decorated. And it's called the Go Tavern. And it's 3219 West Armitage. It just it looked kind of fun. There was a line, too, when they were opening up. So it looked like a lot of people were interested in it.
So bring your whip, people.
Yeah, bring your whips and your fedoras.
Okay, and I'm like going off script here, but I saw something that it's an opening, but it just caught my eye, Five Squared Pizza. Who doesn't love pizza? Tell us about that.
Well, I am a very pizza kind of purist thing, but Detroit-style pizza has been, I've had it recently, and I'm starting to kind of like it. Five Squared Pizza, now they're moved to 1332 North Halsted, and they were... they were one of the ghost kitchens that started up in the pandemic, and now they have their own place, so it's a good place to try. And before we go, can I just mention what said is J.J. Bittenbinder, a former police detective who I met in eighth grade when he came to speak to my school, and who has very much influenced the mustache that I have, the handlebar mustache, it died this weekend.
Yes.
He was a big influence on a lot of kids up in there, and you know, wears a three-piece suit, carried a pocket watch, you know, is an old-school guy.
Yeah.
Sad to see him go.
Rest in peace. Helped
a lot of people.
Yeah. Lieutenant David Haynes, thank you so much. You'll be back with Bob next week. Talk to you soon. News coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Hey, let's be careful out here.